Good afternoon. Episode 63 of the Ignite Your Purpose podcast. There's me, JB, Healthy Funky Free. There's Max.
Eating a banana.
Positive vibes. And here we are again, each and every day, to bring you our knowledge, our learning, our thoughts, our opinions, maybe, but there are opinions, and commitment each and every day. Now, we're in the middle of a kind of a health week, and we've spoken about how complex health is, or it can be, yep. It's made to be. We've spoken about sleep. We've talked about stress. We've spoken about what we put in our plate each and every day. And we're not saying don't. Just about being conscious and aware of what we do. And it's around about time. This series may continue. It may not. Maybe that's up to you. Ask a question, please. And today we're going to talk about exercise. Too much, too little, how, why, where. What are some basics that you guys can look at and think, yeah, I can do that. That is a place to start. So Max is going to roll in there with his thoughts. I'll follow on, and we'll see where this goes. So over to you, my friend.
Beautiful. So again, such a complex question, where to start, how to start, where to begin. I want to talk to those who are, I'm not even going to say intermediate to advanced, I'm going to say pre-beginner. I'm talking, you live a sedentary lifestyle. You work at a desk all day and you don't know where to start. You don't know how to start. I think the first thing any of us need to do is just get out and move. So, if that's a walk around the block, if that is, you know, taking the love of your life, the child with you, whatever, and just getting outside, because in both our sides of the world right now, it is summertime. So it's a beautiful time to be outside. You see so many benefits from that, but it's a starting point, and that's going to get the endorphins and the trying to say that word, it won't come out. It'll get stuff flowing in your body to make you start feeling better. Maybe you do a walk for 5 minutes a day for a month. I don't know, but it's a start. At some point, when you go from beginner into, you know, intermediate, we need to start talking about, as we age, probably over 30, we need to start talking about bone density and muscle mass. And at some point, we need to do resistance training. I fully believe in weight training. Body weight is good too, but we need to start. You need to start getting that body functions moving. And if that's a walk, and to include hills in that walk is a must. That's where I would start. John,
over to me.
Over to you.
Over to me. I'm going to go in camera. Hey. So.
Oh, look at you go.
Hey. Where would I begin on this journey? I would say simply to start. I'm not going to say these excuses. I'm going to say they're reasons. These are the thought processes that sometimes prevent us from beginning. I need a new pair of trainers, footwear, sneakers. What's the best pair? I better get myself a Garmin watch that will measure everything.
Yeah.
The bike. Oh, the bike's 2 years old now. That won't do. Better get a new tennis racket. Whatever it is, there's always these reasons. I need to find the perfect program. I need to find a coach. That gym's too far away and there's nothing too close. So these are reasons why we may not begin. And I'm saying that, let's just freaking simplify it, guys. Depending on where you are on the scale, some of these may apply, some of these may not apply quite so much. But like Max said, just get outside each and every day, 5 minutes out, 5 minutes back. Mix it up. Go through the park. Go along the coastal path. Walk up a hill. Do it with your partner. Do it with your friends. Create a little group of friends and say, right, each and every day, 7 a.m., you know, with your neighbors, we're going to meet outside Billy Bob's house and we're just going to walk for 10 minutes. And if you're going to be there, they'll say they're going to be there and you create this commitment. When you get back, you maybe go your separate ways, but if you can then set aside another 5 or 10 minutes and create some basic body weight routines And that might be five exercises of a minute each with 30 seconds rest. And the first round is going to be press-ups or a half press-up or just holding yourself in a press-up position if that's what you can do. And then you may have a front step. So you do step-ups, a minute, a step-up, step-up, stand down. Side planks, squats, split squats. You can make it as easy and as complex as possible. And if you can't manage a whole minute, manage 30 seconds, take 10 seconds rest, and then do one or two more reps just to finish off. Take the 30 seconds, next exercise, because within a week or 2 weeks, you'll be doing the exercises for the full minute. And you might have gone from doing press-ups on your knees to doing a full press-up, stepping up two steps, down one step. You know, you've got a chair or a bench, you do reverse dips. So Max and I will, when I go to September, to Canada in September, we're kind of planning this trip. We'll do a video and we'll do a couple of routines that you can take away and you can look at. So that is where I would begin. 5-10 minute walk, 5-10 minute routine. Before you know it, you'll be doing it each and every day. This is just like 2 minutes of mindfulness will turn into 3 minutes and four That's minutes right. and 5 minutes because you'll just find yourself in that zone. So that is where, personally, if I was back there, I would begin.
And can I wanted to add this. I know I said this last time.
Sorry, Max.
Yo.
Just so everybody knows, this is take two.
This is take two because our good friend John decided to push the delete button. Hey, accidents happen. We're all human, baby, and it makes it fun. It makes it exciting. It is to learn every day, right? That's what we're here for. One of the things, if you're a special kind of crazy like me, I was the guy that could no problem go work out solo in a basement by myself in a dungeon. I don't mind doing that. However, make it fun. Go back to being like a kid. If you like to dance, go dance. If you like to swim, go swim. If you like to jump in the water, go jump in the water. If you like to jump on rocks and make it fun. And like John said, like the reason I'm with the groups that I'm with when I train is because it's fun. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's not like – it's just strictly fun. Don't get me wrong. When you're sweating it out, you know, it might not be like you. It's hard work, man. Straight up, it's hard work. But you feel great and you're with a group of like-minded people. You guys are holding each other accountable. Yeah. And you become a family. And, you know, when you need to be – you know, when you're trying to do that last rep and you got three people going, come on. You know, it just lifts you up, and it is a beautiful thing. So go back to the childlike ways of when you were playing and try to think of routines like that. We know, John, you're a busy man. We know you're a busy man.
So Max just said about some of the groups he goes to. One of them is CrossFit. I trained CrossFit for a long time. And the reason I believe CrossFit is successful is not because it's sponsored by Reebok and it's a multi-billion-dollar company. Partly that. But it's partly because it's a community. It's just glorified circuit training, for Christ's sake.
Exactly.
Circuit training with barbells and ropes and things. But it's just circuit training. But it's awesome and it's big. It's because you don't turn up for training when you say you're going to turn up for training. People go, John, where were you today? Missed a great session. Should have been there. Right up your street. And you correct right now to create that family bond. I think I've said enough. There's one or two more things I could mention, but maybe we'll save that for another session. So basically, getting out in the morning, get yourself a training partner, a training group, a little Moai group of people that you feel kind of accountable to and responsible for and you believe in. Get outside, do a walk. If that's all you've got time for, that's fine. If you can do a walk and you can do press-ups on the walk or sit-ups on the walk or dips on the walk, make it as inventive as you possibly can to keep you coming back and to keep you interested.
Yeah.
And yeah, your body might hurt a little bit. You might get sore muscles, but it will go away. And I'm not saying it'll ever completely go away because
it doesn't.
You tend to work harder the further you're into it, the deeper you're into it. So it goes from 5 press-ups and you're sore, and then it's 10 press-ups, and then it's 20 press-ups, and you get the endorphins and you're feeling awesome. And that's it. That's all I've got to say. So, Max, please say goodbye to the people. And do you think?
One last word, people, will be consistency. If you only do this once a month, you might not see change. I mean, once a month is better than none, but consistency. Yeah. Just like this show, John, we are consistent and it continues to grow, right? So
Absolutely.
Hard work, nothing, there's nothing that will get you away from consistency and hard work in this life. People, as always, we thank you. We know you could be anywhere in the world and you is right here with us. And you damn well know we appreciate that. All the way from the UK here to Canada, we appreciate. Thank you. See you tomorrow.
Thank you from me to you. Appreciate you, Max. Thanks for your time. I get value out of this. Even if nobody else watches it, it's good for me. It makes me think about my decisions and my behavior each and every day. Maybe not always to be right, but certainly to keep growing in the process. So I'm going to say good night. I'll see you tomorrow. We'll see you all, the listeners, if you're listening tomorrow. And we thank you. Ciao, ciao.